Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Kevin, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sanemain, I know a woman from back home who behaves in a disgusting way on social media all the time. She whines about how badly she's doing and how little money she has because she's studying, but then dresses up differently every week for cosplay and streams for her simps on Twitch. Of course, they give her money. She also puts up a Lonely Fans channel on the side. I've offered her money several times for pictures and videos because I want to know how expensive custom content is. And at some point we came out at 60 euros for a few pictures from the intimate area, so to speak. And I sent her a payment request on PayPal for 60 euros. And then she sent me the pictures without realizing that I hadn't sent her money but was just asking for it. In any case, I got the pictures without paying anything ever, and I sort of ripped her off, which felt amazing. Another situation had occurred when I texted with a woman on Lovo. I was bored and I matched with a fat girl and we texted for a while. She also offered me her mobile number relatively quickly. After a while, she started talking about her family and financial problems. After I followed up a bit, she asked if I could lend her 3,000 to 4,000 euros. First, I had a laugh and have refused her, but then offered her money for a few spicy pictures. After she sent me some disgusting pictures and videos of her unattractive body, I ghosted her. Would the latter actually be a woman using a love scam on me? I just wanted to share these stories. Any thoughts on them? Well, Kevin, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. The first woman was too dumb to realize that you were hustling a hustler. She was probably receiving so much money on PayPal that it didn't even move the total amount of money in her account very much, so she didn't notice. Sometimes when I receive a bunch of donations for content on my channel, that happens. But I always recognize it because I have to read the note attached to each payment in order to create content or take a coaching call. As for what I think about that fat woman offering you her number, she was doing it so she could pretty much use you as an emotional man pawn. That's something that guys need to realize when it comes to getting a woman's number at a nightclub. She might have zero interest in being with you sexually, but may actually see you as an easy mark when it comes to putting you in the friend zone. Or like in your case, she tried giving you a sob story so you would send her money. Who knows how many guys she talks to and shares the same story with, and how much money she actually makes doing it. A while back, I came across a Japanese girl that was finding guys that were lonely idiots that she could get money from. She would say that she couldn't pay, but she never asked for money. The idea was just to get guys to volunteer it. She was making millions a year milking simps. It might have been possible that she was just planning on scamming you to begin with. You probably thought you were going to score with that boar and she ended up turning it all around on you. Women's simping scams are getting even more sophisticated these days. You might think that at first you're getting a fat woman's number, which is an easy lay. Then she friend zones you, sings you a sob story, and you send her money. At least in your case, Kevin, you got something from her in the form of some disgusting photos. But how many guys get nothing? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics, including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value, as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below. Anyways, now back to women are getting sneakier at stealing your money clown world show. That Japanese woman I was talking about, she created a foolproof scam method to get money from guys. She would teach other women to prey on men that were also lonely, with money and don't have any hobbies or interests to spend that money on. She would then build up a bond with them and what appeared to be a fully-fledged friendship. And then after trust is built, she would mention that she's back on her rent because there were some family financial issues, or health issues, maybe a sick relative. The woman you're talking to, Kevin, said that there were medical issues too. Women talk to each other and they share these little secrets. They figure if one man can't provide them the dream life, then they can diversify a stream of 6 or 7 simps to each sender $600 or $700 each month. As for paying for a request for Lonely Fans models, why would you do that? The internet is awash with uncovered couches for free. This is in 1990 and the only way you can see one without having a girlfriend is going to a corner store and picking up a magazine. or renting a naughty VHS tape from the back of a video store with that dirty curtain. If you get really good at finding content online for free, you'll have enough to keep your dopamine rushes high for a very long time. I get paying for female validation and attention or putting yourself in the friend zone to do so, but you were already getting it for free, or as close to free as possible by talking to that fat chick. You could have just avoided her pathetic pleas for monies, and that would have stopped her from behaving as a scammer, if that's what she was really doing. After all, you have no way of knowing. Plus, giving her money even to see her without her piggy robes on perpetuates the cycle of normalizing this sort of behavior in women. They tell their friends, and then their friends figure that they can befriend guys and then ask them for money too, because they figure more guys than ever are lonelier than ever. Women have already adapted to this new world. They all pass around the same Chad studs in bed while getting the incel chads to buy into their sob stories and send them bonus bucks. What do you think that lonely fans is all about? It's about taking the loneliness of men and monetizing it. Not only that, but women that do it also get tons of attention. It's the perfect job. Women love attention the way that men love sex. So women get the attention and the money on the side. It's perfect. Unfortunately, the top women take most of the buckaroos. The problem is, how do the less visually appealing women monetize themselves to a larger number of simps so they can make some moolah too? That's where my virtual sex system comes in handy. I'll get to work on it after the Bitcoin run by making a working prototype. Besides the manosphere, which has been super saturated recently, it's the one thing that I know that I can revolutionize things with and monetize the memories of lonely, lonely fans girls out there, while at the same time reducing the earnings of the women at the top of that ecosystem. Basically, I'm solving the problem of spreading the booby wealth more equally. As for the first woman that you scammed, Kevin, she was just dumb. She's probably doing the cosplay thing just to try and snooker in the nerdy incel crowd with their cosplay fantasies. She's probably also playing games on Twitch to attract the gamers as well. She's just a basic and boring female chameleon. Kevin, what I would suggest you do is find a way to get sexual gratification from art or stories or something else that doesn't require paying a woman money. I, of course, am talking about spicy content. The only time I ever supported a spicy content creator was an actual artist that created animations. But a woman that would take pictures of herself, no way. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of them already out there. Maybe the appeal for you is to pay someone to pose exactly the way that you want them. As for if that fat woman was using a love scam on you, it definitely could have been one. The thing about women is their actions are always left up to interpretation, and they do this intentionally so they can spin the story in whatever direction they want later. They bend the truth to make it fit their narrative. It's us men that want to deal with human behavior as if it were black and white. Either or. Female behavior is like the quantum realm where they did those experiments firing electrons into narrow slits. When no one is observing the electrons, they don't just go through the slits, but the material that's creating them as well. But when you watch the electrons, they are narrowly focused, and they go through those slits. Think of women's behavior as random like electrons, but after the fact she can shift the electrons to make them look like they were focused only on one spot. Their behavior is open to interpretation, and if you interpret it in a way that works against them, then they just reinterpret their behavior to look like saints, and spin the story that you're paranoid, or you're crazy, and you're seeing something that isn't really there. The answer is she was lying to you and trying to do a love scam. But at the same time, she really did have money and family problems. Both are technically true and you'll have no way of knowing. And if you call her out, she's going to say that reason that works in her favor and at the same time stir up drama with you. This also means that women can get away with all kinds of horrible behaviors because no one risks calling them out on something that's potentially bad. Because the woman will just turn the tables on them. You can't win when it comes to them spinning their stories. And whenever I tried, I would see a great big smile on their faces, as if I'd fallen into their trap, and they were just about to devour me. The best thing you can do and the only way to win against women is to put yourself in a situation where you don't have to deal with them in the first place. Then they can't control you with their mental muff magic. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Kevin for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that that fat woman didn't want you to smash her, but instead just wanted you to fill her gash with your bank accounts. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women spinning their stories under a cloud of queefs where you can't see the truth away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.